You're listening to the audio production of Mentoring 101, What Every Leader Needs to Know, by John C. Maxwell, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Sean Runette.
Preface. I've been passionate about personal growth for most of my life. In fact, I've created and pursued a plan for growth every year for the last 40 years. People say that wisdom comes with age. I don't believe that's true. Sometimes age comes alone. I wouldn't have achieved any of my dreams had I not been dedicated to continual improvement. If you want to grow and become the best person you can be, you've got to be intentional about it. At the same time, life is busy and complex. Most people run out of day long before their to-do list is done, and trying to get to the bottom line in just about any area of life can be a challenge. Did you know that more new information has been produced in the last 30 years than in the previous 5,000? A single weekday edition of the New York Times contains more information than most people in 17th century England were likely to encounter in their lifetimes. That's why we've developed this series of 101 books. We've cherry-picked the essentials in subjects such as leadership, attitude, relationships, teamwork, and mentoring, and put them into a format that you very likely can read in one sitting. Or you can easily toss a 101 book into a briefcase or purse and read here and there as time allows. In many of my larger books, I go into my subject in great depth. I do that because I believe it is often the best way to add value to people. Mentoring 101 is different. It is an introduction to a subject, not the advanced course. But I believe it will help you on your way to significant growth in this area of your life. I hope you enjoy this book, and I pray that it serves you well as you seek to improve your life and achieve your dreams. Part 1. Getting Ready to Mentor Others. Chapter 1. What do I need to know before I start? If you want to succeed as a mentor, first seek to understand yourself and others. Most people who desire success focus almost entirely on themselves, not others, when they start to make the journey. They usually think in terms of what they can get in position, power, prestige, money, and perks. But that's not the way to become truly successful. To do that, you have to give to others. As Douglas M. Lawson said, "We exist temporarily through what we take, but we live forever through what we give." That's why it's so essential to focus on raising others to a higher level. And we can do that with people from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?